Starting your business should be simple. That's why I love what Northwest Registered Agent is doing. You can build your entire business identity in just 10 clicks and 10 minutes. Seriously, whether you're launching your first company or your fifth, you get more when you start with Northwest. More privacy, more guidance, and more freedom to run your business from anywhere. They've helped businesses grow for nearly 30 years, and they've got your back. For just $39 plus state fees, Northwest will form your business, create a custom website, and set up a local presence anywhere you need it. Want more? They'll protect your identity by using their address on your formation documents, and their premium mail forwarding gives you a real business address that keeps your home info private, which I have used this service for many years. Don't wait. Protect your privacy, build your brand, and set up your business in just 10 clicks in 10 minutes. Visit northwestregisteredagent.com/founders and start building something amazing. Get more with Northwest Registered Agent at northwestregisteredagent.com/founders. April is Earth Month, a time to reflect on the impact of our choices. Sustainability starts at home and especially in the bedroom. Did you know most mattresses end up in landfills within a decade? That's why I love Avocado Green Mattress, made with certified organic materials like latex, cotton, and wool. Avocado mattresses aren't just built for comfort. They're built to last. And lasting quality means fewer replacements, less waste, and a healthier planet. Every avocado mattress is crafted ethically, climate neutral certified, and made in their own zero waste factory, diverting 85% of waste from landfills. This Earth Moon, choose sleep with purpose. Choose sustainability. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better for you and the planet. Hey everyone, welcome back to Founder Story. Today we have Shane Smith, a CEO of Upkeep Ventures. And Shane, I got to say, one, amazing background, all the plants, everything. But something I see up there is Inc. 5000. So I'd love to understand, one, what got you into this company? Why this industry? And then after that, I want to talk about how it was to win, such an award like the Inc. 5000.
Yeah, absolutely. Ultimately, it really came down to the fact that I was a really great employee for about 12 years, and I realized that I was making a lot of people a ton of money. And I noticed every year that I aged, kind of my scale of what I thought a lot of money was kept getting higher. And then you hang around enough people to make enough money, and you realize the only way to do that is you have to go own your own business. So I went out, started my own, and yeah, it's been back-to-back Inc. 5000s now.
So what was that like? Because about 10 years ago, I had the opportunity to go to the Inc. 5000 awardee ceremony, and I heard Damon John speak, and what he said almost changed my life. But what was it like for you?
It was fulfilling. I've always said this. I don't think I've ever been the smartest guy in any room ever. But the one thing that I've always been willing to do that other people aren't is take risks. And I was willing to lose a lot of money because I understood the value of just having rapid growth, how much VCs look at it, how much investors look at it, how much people that, want to be involved in something exciting. If you can show astronomical growth, people don't care about the bottom line. You can always cut fat later on, but you can't fake sales. So you just have to be fully motivated. And that's just something I've always had. I've always been, let's just focus on sales. Let's get these numbers as high as possible. And I mean, this company, I think we're at over 1,000% growth in revenue year to year right now.
What allowed you to not have that fear? I was just having another conversation with a guest, and we talked about their ability to not have fear allowed them also to be successful. What is it that you do, differently than most people? Because as we know, most people are not successful entrepreneurs, but they want to be.
Yeah. I think what I do and what most people should do is probably two very different things. I think in reality, a lot of my success is because I might not have been smart enough to know that I was doing something incredibly risky. And I think on the complete flip side, that's why some of the smartest people you know get stuck in that middle management. Like maybe they're working at one of the top companies in the country, but they're a director and they're going to make $200,000, $300,000, and they're going to make that for the rest of their lives. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's amazing. Good for them. But no matter how smart they are, they would never take the risk of going to start a business, risk their money. Are we going to be able to pay the mortgage? Are we going to be able to send our kids to school? They'll just never take the risk. And I think ultimately, I was just so dumb and naive when I was a kid that I just didn't even know I was being risky. And then once it works a few times, you just become less sensitive to it. I don't care. I'm willing to throw it all on black any single time I can and just risk it.
Ignorance is bliss. And maybe that's, you know, many times you get asked the question, if you knew now, what would you do different? But maybe it's better that you, at that time, you only knew what you knew. Because if you knew now what you'd have to go through, do you think you'd even still do it again?
Yeah, you know what? I absolutely would do it again. My life has been so easy. There's so many issues out there. There's so many people that struggle. A little bit of entrepreneurial struggle in the grand scheme of the reality of how most people are living day to day is a first world problem. So yeah, of course I would do it. I live an amazing life. And ultimately, a little bit of stress, some sleepless nights. I'm still in a warm bed. I have a hot meal every single day of my life. So I try to keep it, my vision looking like that. Like, no matter how big my problems are, there's people with significantly bigger problems, I think.
I love that mindset. That is a great mindset. And I think when you get to travel around the world, you see how, you know, other people live, how other people are, and it makes you just even more grateful. So I know you help build and lead top performing, incredible companies. Is there something that you do when you're working with a company or you're building a company in order to really scale that organization?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the first is try to separate yourself. You have to do something different. But in reality, I think everything in life just follows good energy. You know, there's a million ways to look at that, right? If you wake up in the morning and you think positive thoughts and you do that every single day, those positive thoughts are always going to come true. We've all heard that kind of hippie mumbo jumbo. I think it's true. When it comes to the idea of a business, though, it's the exact same thing. So what we do at Upkeep Ventures that's different than most of the people in the med spa healthcare space is every single thing that we do is what's best for our employees and what's best for our customers. I've seen so many doctors driving Ferraris that just jack prices up on everything and they sit back and eat on the margins all day long. We don't play that game here. There's a ton of money to be made in this space, and we believe, I'll use this example. If you're a single mother and you're in any major metroplex in the US, and let's say you wait tables for a living, and you want to go in and get a service done, an aesthetic, minimally invasive medical service done, what are your real options? The first option is you call a dermatologist or a plastic surgeon. They want a $1,000 deposit. While to that dermatologist, plastic surgeon, that might not be a lot of money, to the large majority of the people out there, that is a ton of money, and it's just not disposable income that they can get rid of. You go to one of my competitors and they'll pay $700-$800. That's still actually a pretty good price, but it's still not realistic to how so many people in this country are living. And so we tried to change that. So we cut prices way down into the 200s and 300s and set up structures that people can come in and get incredibly high quality medical services done at an affordable rate, with high quality trained people, clean environment, safe environment, and essentially when no one else wants that customer, we want them. And because we've operated that way, we have an unbelievably large client list in a much shorter amount of time than the majority of the people in the space, because we're operating for the people. And it's come back in droves.
That's amazing. Do you follow a certain process when it comes to following up with people? I think I used to be in the spa space many, many years ago. And I noticed that a lot of brick and mortar locations, one of their biggest opportunities was they never followed up. People would come in and they would never contact them again. They didn't even have a process for that. Is that something that you all have mastered?
I don't think we've mastered it. I don't think there's any way to master it. I do believe, first off, I have an amazing team. So it's not like it's me doing it. I've got a great team. But we use Of course, we use software. So every day we have call lists. We pull out all the people that are due for these services, going back X amount of dates, depending on the service that they're getting. We have salespeople that call these people full time. So of course, we're calling them. About 2 to 3 times a week, we will send out text messages. I think I send out about 500,000 text messages for marketing a month right now. So we'll text entire client databases or city specific on set specials. So we are in constant communication. And then not to mention retargeting. Whether or not you're a customer or you've even visited my page, you're never not going to see my ads and you're never going to not know what's going on. So between call lists, text message marketing, managers just doing their job and just reaching out to people as they should, calling top customers and whatnot, we're in constant communication with these people trying to get them back in. If not, you just lose everyone. There's so much competition and so many people going after that same customer. Why would they not just go somewhere else if it's closer to their house? You have to get in their ear. You have to let them know that there's no other choice. But the only side thing there is there's not really very many people that compete with me on price. So there's not a whole lot of options. There's other med spas, there's other spas, but there's not too many people playing in my price bracket.
So when you looked at this as the business model, I know you have multiple locations. Mm-hmm. How did you look at, okay, we were going to make this work. That means we need to market to X amount of people, or we have to get, you know, X amount of clients to come in. How did you look at this as a business model? Or was there something that sparked it to say, okay, these are the clients that we're going to go after?
Yeah, you know what? We had so many plans, but I'll be completely honest with this. We opened smack dab June 15th of 2020, right during the pandemic in New York City on the Upper East Side. So arguably the worst market in the world to be opening a business during the worst time in history is when we opened our first location for this company. So to say that we followed any of our original plans would be a lie. I was just throwing things at the wall and seeing what stuck. We were spending all of our budget on ads. We were just trying to figure out, A, who feels safe enough to leave their house? Who's out there? Who's still in New York City? Market to everyone. And daily, we're going to look at the analytics and see who's responding, who's booking. We're going to double down on that. And that's really why. We originally thought we were going to probably live in the mid-30s, early 40s range, like most med spas do. But we right now, I mean, we're 18 to 34. Really, 18 to 26 is where the large majority of our customer base is. That's not what we planned. That's just kind of what's transitioned. And I think that's important. As what your plan is ultimately is not going to matter. It's who's actually spending money. Like, who cares? Throw your plan in the trash. It doesn't matter if that's not really the person coming in. Figure out who your customer is, who your brand relates with, and just double, triple, 4X down on that and just keep doing that and you'll be fine.
Hey, Airbnb was created in 2008. So there you go. You know, sometimes when everyone else is not doing something because it's not a good time, maybe it is a good time.
In hindsight, it
sounds crazy looking back, right? Like it sounds crazy looking back of when it happened, but that's amazing. I mean, what an incredible story. Sounds very exciting. So I really like the fact that you're going after a generation of people that are one younger, which other people may not be going after, but that allows them to also, I mean, you have such a long lifespan of that customer. They might be a waiter or waitress today, but tomorrow they might be an executive and then they have more money. That is something very interesting. And I'm fascinated that that group of people are looking for med spa services because they want to be their best self. I think that's very fascinating. But I'm curious, what is a piece of advice that you would give to somebody else who's like, you know what, Shane, I want to follow in your footsteps. I want to be a successful entrepreneur. I want to get the Inc. 5000 list. What advice do you have for me?
You have to be able to switch your mindset on what success really looks like. And I can only answer how that worked for me. The thing that really changed it for me was finding the most successful people that I could get my hands on and making myself so valuable to that person that they could not live without me. And I did that for multiple CEOs while I was growing. What happened because of that is a couple things. The first is it changed my idea of what success looks like. When you see the houses that these guys live in and private jets, you're like, what am I thinking? A few $100,000 a year, like, I can make some real money. So your mindset shifts there, which is fantastic.
One of the best things I've ever done for my personal growth was picking up a new language. Whether you're traveling, leveling up your career, or just love learning, speaking another language opens up many doors. and Rosetta Stone makes it easier, more immersive, more fun. It's the leading language learning program available right on your desktop or mobile. Rosetta Stone helps you learn naturally, just like you picked up your first language, through real-world context and conversation. Just practical skills you can use right away. What I love most is the true accent speech recognition. It gives you real-time feedback so your pronunciation actually sounds like a native speaker. With 30 years experience, millions of learners in 25 languages to choose from, like Spanish, also Tagalog, which I'm learning. Rosetta Stone is the go-to for anyone serious about learning fast and retaining it long-term. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Founder Story listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today to get started and claim your 50% off today. Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com/today and start learning today. When my business needed to hire someone urgently, it felt like I needed them yesterday. We struggled to find quality applicants quickly, and that's when Indeed came to our rescue. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed receive 45% more applicants than non-sponsored jobs. Hiring used to be a drawn-out, overwhelming process, but with Indeed, it became incredibly fast and efficient. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute I've been talking, 23 hires were made worldwide on Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to boost your job visibility at Indeed.com/founders story. Just go to Indeed.com/founders story right now and support our show by letting them know you heard about Indeed here. Indeed.com/founders story. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring Indeed is all you need. We talk so much about technology on this show, and you know that AI is incredible for all business owners. And something that has been an absolute game changer for me has been leveraging Notion Mail, which I have recently switched to. Notion Mail is the inbox that thinks like you, automated, personalized, and flexible to finally work the way you work. With AI that learns what matters to you, it can organize your inbox, label messages, draft replies, and even schedule meetings. No manual sorting required. We get so many emails on an everyday basis, and I miss so many things. So I love how it filters what's important. With the AI organized inbox, it lets me create custom views to stay focused, and it helps me fly through emails using snippets, one-click templates for follow-ups and intros. If you're already using Notion, it integrates seamlessly with your docs, so everything just works together. Get Notion Mail for free right now at notion.com/founders and try the inbox that thinks like you. That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/founders to get Notion Mail for free right now. When you use our link, you're supporting our show, notion.com/founders.
The next thing there, though, is these guys will keep you around for everything. So you're in every meeting. You're in every conversation. You're listening to private equity conversations. You're listening to them talking to banks. You're listening to them speaking with their friends and seeing what kind of friends they talk to. So your mindset will just shift completely. And then you can go out on your own. If you want to just take the risk and do it, that's fine. You're going to learn so much from mistakes. I get it. But invest in a few years on trying to surround yourself around the most successful people you can. Learn a little bit, then go take the risks and go all in. And you're just going to only learn by mistakes anyway. But try to learn from someone. That's my number one piece of advice.
Big takeaway from this today is you're a forever learner. Surrounding yourself with much smarter, successful people, you will help. I think a lot of people sometimes think they know everything or think they know all when, like you said, we barely know anything. Shane, this has been great. Super inspired for me today. I think the audience is going to also take a lot away. If people want to get in touch with you, they want to find out more information about your company, how can they do so?
Just go to upkeepventures.com and you can reach out. We'll be in touch. Always available for free advice. Said I'm always available for free advice if anyone needs anything.
There you go. I love that. I love that, Shane. I think that's a great offer for everyone, but this has been great to have you today on Founders Story.
Thanks so much, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778. HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers, subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you looking for legit ways to make extra money? Our friends at The Side Hustle Show have put together this cool free 60-second quiz to help you do just that. All you got to do is go to hustle.show. You can do it right from your phone. Answer a few short multiple choice questions, and it'll recommend a few episodes of the hit Side Hustle Show podcast to start with. You can add your personalized Side Hustle Show playlist to your device, learn what works, and start making more money today. Again, that's at hustle.show, or follow the award-winning Side Hustle Show in your favorite podcast app.